You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is the Beths with Don't Go Away. We've got Jonathan from the Beths in the studio. Kia ora, Jonathan. How are you?
Good, good.
That's good to hear. We've also got Fenn from Lips. Morena, Fenn.
Howdy, howdy.
How are you both this morning in this foggy, foggy Auckland day?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you so much for having us.
It's great to have you up here. We're talking about a very cool thing that is happening at Whammy Bar tomorrow called Rock Lottery. And I think, Fenn, you better explain a little bit about what is the concept of this. It is all in aid of Music Helps, which is a great charity. But this is something that I think happens overseas, and this is our first one here in New Zealand.
Yeah, I think you're correct about that, yeah. I did it a few times as a performer when I lived in Tucson, Arizona. Don't think it was invented there, but yeah, you get 25 musicians, You get them together in the morning. You have them form bands by lottery. Each band gets a drummer, and then you go from there.
Cool.
And then they go away and they write and rehearse material all day, and then they play it that night.
That's such a great like event. It sounds like it's a really fun thing for the musicians, but also awesome for audiences, particularly in communities that are really like tight-knit.
For sure.
To see people that they will see with bands that they love doing something slightly different for a very good cause. Jonathan, you must be looking forward to it.
I am looking forward to it. It struck me like how easy it might be to cheat.
Just by knowing friends or...
Yeah, I mean like perhaps playing with a bunch of these people before, but
true.
Most importantly, like bringing in material that's pre-prepared. You know, what's the view on that?
Just don't do it.
Exactly. There you go, Jonathan.
What can I bring in? Can I bring in like my major scales?
Well, bring in a smile.
All right.
Yeah, you can bring in major scales. That's fine.
Okay,
minor scales are out.
No sad songs at Rock Lottery.
Gotcha.
That's the rule.
Yeah.
I think it does work best when fun is the operative word, you know, like whenever somebody's like really trying, I need to write the best song that I possibly can, you know, like that. That's when it's kind of like, well, this is boring. Like it's better to just, you know, have it out, you know.
Well, luckily you're both in bands that tend to have a lot of fun when they're performing and writing and all the things attached to that. And as you were mentioning, Jonathan, there's a lot of people involved who you know from the scene, just from either playing in bands as maybe even teenagers, like going a long way back, or just from seeing each other at gigs on the weekend. Finn, what's some of the magic that happens on the night? Because if you've done this a few times, you must have some favorite things that come out of this kind of setup.
Yeah. I mean, I think my favorite thing is when clearly the dumbest idea won.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like that. That's definitely like I can tell you a song that one of the bands that I was in, we wrote a song called Days of the Week that the lyrics are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah.
Nice.
And that's it.
It's a pop,
you know?
Hit right
yeah.
there.
Well, yeah. It was great. The thing is it blasted through, you know. Everybody really loved that one. And so that's yeah, I mean that, you know, that to me is the pinnacle of the Rock Lottery, if you can really get a dumb idea over the line, you know.
Nice.
But it's also like, you know, we wrote that in 15 seconds.
Excellent.
Which you have to write something in 15 seconds as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, you know, I recommend dumbness for a...
Hot tip. Be yeah. a bit dumb. You'll yeah. have a good time. So there is an element of competition going on here. Explain that a little bit.
Of competition?
Yeah. Is there going to be a bit of a kind of contest going on here as well, or...?
Not that I know of.
Oh, okay. Well, the way you explained that, I was thought that was maybe the winning song of the night.
Oh,
I was like,
oh, okay,
they're going to have some sort of prize handed out for the best dumb song.
No, not at all. I just mean that was like my favorite thing.
Oh, yeah, okay. One in your heart, Finn.
Exactly. Totally.
So tell us a little bit about some of the people that we've got on here. It is a long list of fantastic performers who've been in many bands. Who have you got there, Finn?
Sure. Elroy Fenn.
Amazing.
Drummer extraordinaire.
Yeah, yes, Swap Gomez, Daniel Ward. I'm in the drumming.
The drumming section
of my thing here, so I'm going to just move along here.
That's the most exciting part for me.
Chelsea Prestiti.
Oh, amazing.
Let's see, Callum Lincoln from Rip Ship.
I've never worked with Callum.
Yeah, me neither. Don't know him.
Fantastic guitarist.
Young guy.
Yeah. Very cool band.
Daniel Barrett. From Racing, right? And is he in Racing?
He's in Bub.
He's definitely in Bub.
In Priyasami's Bub.
Let's see. Stephen Horsley from Swallow the Rat.
Fab.
Simeon Cavanaugh Vincent from Phoebe Rings and Lucky Boy. Let's see, J.Y. Lee from like a bunch
everything
of stuff.
In Auckland.
Tons
all,
of stuff.
All saxophones and flutes in Auckland.
Jasmine Balmer, Being. My darling wife, Stephanie Brown from Lips. Let's see, Abby Knutson, who is a, you know, producer, singer, songwriter.
I don't know that person.
Yeah, great.
So there you go, Jonathan. Yeah. It's not just going to be your mates. You might meet some new friends after this one.
I'm intimidated.
I think that it's going to be, by the sounds of things, just a lot of fun and a lot of people getting together for a good cause. Music helps, of course. If people aren't familiar with the charity, it does a lot for the community through direct monetary sort of support, but also wraparound mental health support. There's like a phone number you can call if you ever need to talk to someone, and their website is extremely informative as well. And they've done a lot across the pandemic for helping out the music community, which, like a lot of gigging industries, had a really, really hard time in the last 12 months, and it's not, you know, out of the woods necessarily yet. So it's a pretty awesome thing to be supporting as a gig goer, buying a ticket and having a good time. Speaking of that, where can people get tickets from, Fen?
Under the radar.
Under the radar. Old mates, under the radar. Any last words before you go head off to rock hard at Rock Lottery tomorrow?
I think it's going to be really difficult to let go and do these dumb ideas, Fen.
Well, good luck. Godspeed.
Thank you.
Jonathan, I believe in you. I think you can probably do it. I think you'll be great. Fen, we're going to play the brand new one from Lips, which just came out 2 days ago. And you guys have an album on the way. When's that due?
Yeah, July 16th. It's called I Don't Know Why I Do Anything.
Big mood, to be honest. Thank you both for coming in. Rock Lottery tomorrow at Whammy Bar. Under the Radar is the place to go to get tickets. It's going to be one not to miss. Have a fantastic time.
Thank you so
Nobody
much.
Nobody takes me seriously anyway. Nobody's trying to hear what I got to say. They could try and pull me down, but I'm off this day off the ground. I'm gonna face them down on my own terms. Themselves a shock, no, they'll never learn. I can see them costing it, but they ain't got the cold yet. She couldn't get it, she so lost, she so petty, she at what cost to you? And I'll take my leave from the one who came.
BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.